from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that that introduction. And I want to dive into some of Jerry Jones this morning. He's on every Tuesday with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton and Carter. And then every Friday, while we're out at Buffalo Wild Wings, we will be out at Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving.
Correct.
On Friday. On Thursday, we'll be at Shakerton's in Arlington, thanks to Sagamore Spirit Rye, having a good time. Hope you all come out and party with us on Thursday as well.
I'll be there.
You're awesome. That's great. Kevin will be there.
I'll be at both of them.
Well, damn right. That's, man, this is amazing. I'm so proud of you for getting out and doing these kinds of things. Jerry Jones on this morning. We had Stephen Jones yesterday. He told us a lot of things.
He did.
You got to listen to that every week. I know some people are like, come on, Catboy, is what they'll throw out there. I thought yesterday, and again, I always say this, in a win, he's going to be more open to a lot of things.
Look, and you don't have to like it, but he did also tell us that they're not going to negotiate with Micah right now. So look for that to maybe be breaking news somewhere tomorrow.
And didn't that sound like it was more Micah based on the way Steven said it, where he was like, I think the line was something along the lines of he thinks he can get more. And that's where I think Micah said, hey, I don't like the number that we're talking about right now. I don't know if they threw a number out, but I think there's going to be more on the table for me if I go out and get defensive player of the year.
And not to derail the main point, I know we're going to circle back around to Jerry, but one of the things, if you're Micah too, and you see defensive players, their contracts continue to go up, defensive impact players, I guess I should say, continue to go up, then why would you not say, well, look what Dak did. He had maybe his best regular season ever, finished second in MVP and got the bag. If I can finally win defensive player of the year after being top three so many times, when it's my turn, I can get the bag too.
This is the Fan Replay brought to you by Ciroc Vodka. Jerry Jones asked the question we discussed earlier today, Kevin, by Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton and Carter. Is a Super Bowl title a necessity for the Dak deal to be a success?
Well, that's a hypothetical. I'm going to call it a hypothetical because I'm not going to give you a straight answer. And that's probably a pretty good question. But I think that when I look at what Dak is, he's a leader. He plays the position of ultimate leadership in sports, in my opinion, as the quarterback. You can put a huge value on measures of success that don't reach a Super Bowl. I will say this, that any time that we've ever made players the highest played key players such as Troy Aikman, the most highest paid player in the game, we won Super Bowls.
And there was a long pause there before Sean went, oh, well, that's the answer right there. Because he just pointed out, look, $1 million, you know, we're making big time offers to Troy Aikman, making him the highest paid player. And that came with Super Bowls. And so without saying that's the expectation, Kevin, we kind of asked him about that Friday, and Super Bowl is where he's thinking, look, man, I'm pouring this kind of money out to you. You're earning this kind of money. You need to, there's one other thing to go do it. And again, it's not all on Dak Prescott. That is on the rest of the team. There's so much more that goes into winning football games.
Can I ask you about that?
Yeah. You tell me that an offensive line isn't necessary to win a Super Bowl.
I don't disagree with your point at all.
Go out there without a defense, Kevin.
You're going to probably lose. My question was going to be, does the Jones family believe that? Because when he says things like that, we made Troy the highest paid. He won. So there's kind of this expectation. Don't you feel like sometimes he's like, no, the pressure's off of us. We did the thing. We signed the player. Now go win the Super Bowl. You're right about it takes more. Sometimes I wonder if the Jones family does think.
And that's maybe I do ask Jerry this on Friday. Maybe it's not the right time, though, because you're right. Sometimes people think I've done my job. I built the team this offseason.
Yeah.
My job's over.
Yep.
But as the GM of the team, the rest of the season is also at play.
Yes.
And stepping in, I don't know if it's stepping into a conversation. I don't necessarily need him to step down onto the sidelines during a game.
Right.
But whatever manner that it needs to be done, he does need to establish that there are expectations. And it's not a lenient feel on those expectations. You can't just show up last and leave first. You can't be those guys. You got to be the guys that are willing to take it to that next place to get all the things that the guys like Emmett and Troy and Michael earned. Those guys got everything that they have right now that they're doing is because of what they did successfully on the field to win Super Bowls then. Look, the money's great. And if you're Dak and you've end your career and you don't win and everything, you can be like, yeah, but look at how much money I made. I'm okay. In real life, you're okay.
Yeah.
There's that other thing, though. And I know any player that was close or got close and didn't get it, it eats them up inside that they didn't. And then the other thing, is there a reason to give Dak all the money when you haven't reached an NFC championship game with him?
Oh, I think you've got to make the assumption after years of experience, in this case with Dak, you just don't think they're capable of getting there. And the question is, well, what makes you think is capable? Well, I can tell you right now that the leadership and the experience of the times that you've seen him make the plays, the times that you've seen him make the adjustments, the times that you've the countless times that you've seen it. Once you've seen it happen, then you can count that you can see it again. That's fair. It's not necessarily going to happen, but you can see it again. He's done the kinds of things in games and in seasons that would allow him to quarterback the Dallas Cowboys to a Super Bowl. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
So, Kevin, this is part of the things that we've seen. And I know there's leadership fatigue when it comes to talking about Dak Prescott. However, when you don't have that leadership in a locker room, you see it. Look at the Cleveland Browns right now. You think that leadership coming from Deshaun Watson? And that's chaos if it's not there. But there's the intangibles of that leadership. And then there's the on-the-field play, the physical parts of it, the tangibles that you're like, can he do those things too? The Joneses feel like that he can.
This is a question that popped into my head. I don't think I've ever asked him this before, and he might just give the same answer he just did then. If you've seen it before, you can see it again. But the question I kind of want to ask then is, forget the Dak part of it. What makes you think you, Jerry Jones, can build and lead a team to a Super Bowl?
Well, all right, hold on. Let's play this game real quick. because I know what you're. Yeah. I know where we're going to go here.
Well, I mean, I got three Lombardi trophies in my time as the owner GM of this team.
Very true. None of them within the last generation.
But I still have those other three. So if I've done it once, I can do it again. And I would
add to that. And then this is the awkward part of the conversation. You know, the Molos were with Jimmy. Like those are Jimmy built teams. So have you built that team since?
Yeah.
That's a
I don't know. Something I might want to pitch out on Friday.
I don't even know if you were sitting at a table across from him four drinks in, if he would ever give you the answer you want to hear on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're probably right.
Like, I feel like either way, the same answer would be, I was there when all those teams were built. I was an integral part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Here he is going back at it again, trying to do it with these group. Here we go. Good luck to the Cowboys this year. Would you want to be honored in this way, or is there another way that you would like to be honored? Caitlin Clark is receiving the highest possible honor in the Midwest. Her image has been turned into a corn maze.
Hold on.
On a farm in Indiana.
Is this you editorializing that this is the highest honor you can get in the Midwest? That's not like an official thing, right?
I don't know. Maybe Barstool Sports wrote this headline. I like it a lot. But yeah, Kevin, look at this picture of the corn maze of Caitlin Clark.
Oh, Dip, that is awesome.
And Alec, I don't know if you want to get this in there.
That is awesome.
That is like to have a corn maze of your own face and your own image.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Agreed.
Do I get some of the money from that corn? You know, is my first question. My NIL, my name, image, and likeness, that they're using to sell that corn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because if I'm doing that, that's what I'm telling people. Hey, guys. Come out here and hang out at the Caitlin Clark corn maze. Don't forget to get your barrel of corn on the way out. And then your barrel of Caitlin corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is awesome, though.
Yes.
I've always, and what's amazing, too, is that the aliens know how to make that. They see Caitlin Clark do what she does, and they're like, we got to go put this into a field somewhere.
Look, I don't know if I'm going to agree that that is the highest honor one can get in the Midwest, because I'm going to give you a counter argument for the highest honor in the Midwest. But yes, I would absolutely love that. My answer is probably because I saw a movie about it and an actual documentary about it. I would like to be turned into a giant butter sculpture.
A butter sculpture?
Just for the record, I want to keep living. Okay. Like, I shouldn't have said I want to be turned into. I want somebody to make a giant butter sculpture. I most definitely do not want to turn into a giant butter sculpture. But they do that in Iowa, also in the Midwest. So I would argue a giant butter sculpture being made of you equally as prestigious.
Can we do that for Brandon Aubrey?
Oh, man. Yeah, he is Butter Aubrey.
Those butter sculptures are like 900 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
My apologies. Don't forget your bushel of corn on the way out. Not a barrel of corn.
Gotcha.
Somebody from the 682, sell me a bag of that Caitlin Clark kettle corn is what they're saying. And that's what I want too. Yeah. Kevin, hold on. Now, you've always been a fan of...
Shining.
Carbonite.
Oh, yes.
You wouldn't want to be frozen in carbonite?
No, because then you're...
Like Han Solo?
In suspended animation. I am a fan of mazes, though. So, Preston Trails Farm, shout out. My wife's aunt, they, every year at Halloween, they put up a maze out of hay bales. And I think it's super neat. And I have nothing to do with that maze. I can only imagine if you're going through a corn construction that is honoring you. I can't even imagine that level of proud.
What is the Texas equivalent of a cornfield maze? Like, what would be the maybe a hay maze, but
you get to personally choose out and make the barrel of your own whiskey.
It's a nice one. That's a nice one. You get to be all the cattle. Like you get a brisket named after you.
That would be cool.
Can you imagine having like everybody's like, oh, and don't forget, this is the Alec Medford cut brisket.
Sign me up.
Yeah. So that would be a great honor, right?
I'm calling
there.
Brandon Hurtado right now.
That would be cool. You know what? That's the best place to go get a brisket.
Shake him down for some piece-a-thon stuff.
I was just gonna say, auction that off.
Yes.
You get a brisket named after you.
Oh my gosh. Do you think we could convince him to do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because he does have the Corey special, which is for, I think it's named after Seeger.
Let's look into this.
But I don't know exactly. Somebody said a brisket maze. That.
Because if all else fails, you would just eat your way out, right?
I would. Yeah. Absolutely, I would. And that's the C Block, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with NFL staff writer for The Athletic, Ted Wynn, right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Obviously, this has been talked about a lot over, again, the last 48 hours. Tyreek Hill's agent is now calling for police officers to be fired as a result of Tyreek being detained and handcuffed, and if you saw the body cam footage. So that is what his agent is asking for.
Oh, wow. Man, there you go on that.
One of his quotes specifically, he was on with Dan Le Batard. That was horrendous how they treated him. They didn't treat him like a human being.
And you know what? If that's the case, when he says, what if I wasn't Tyreek Hill?
Sure.
And you feel that way? Isn't that question of like, how would you treat a regular human being? Is this how you treat him?
Correct.
And you know, how do you treat him differently than you do others? And do you treat others differently than you do him in this instance? And can you ask for that to be cleaned up, de-escalated in a different way? And is there a different approach to it? Based on what we've heard from a lot of people that we know in the police force, there's differing opinions on a lot of those things on how it was all handled.
Very true. Very true. Now, a couple of other things I wanted to throw out. One of them, it's a sad one. I get the opportunity to tell you yesterday. Wade Boggs has revealed that he has prostate cancer. I got the opportunity a couple of years ago to meet and chat with Wade Boggs at the Dallas Card Show. and Allen, and it was amazing. I've recounted it before. He told one of the craziest stories I've ever heard in my entire life. And so obviously prostate cancer, any kind of cancer, hits a lot of the people we know and love, and hoping for his recovery.
I remember, Kevin, the first time we did the Dirk Nowitzki Heroes game, which was at that time the Mike Modano Heroes game.
Yep.
Wade Boggs was one of the managers. You didn't meet him there for the first time?
I guess
time, did
I didn't. Maybe I did, but I didn't really chat with him. I got to chat with him.
Yeah, I didn't get to chat with him. There were a lot of other people, Kid Craddock including, that I got to talk to for the first time. That was amazing. But I remember sitting there as they were doing, it was Joe Trahan from WFAA up on the stage, kind of moderating the whole thing. The whole casts from each team were up there having their discussions, and Wade Boggs just kept cracking jokes. And I was like, oh man, this dude is fantastic. He has some really good stories. And that's when they sent it over to Kid Craddock, and he just did his thing, dude. And just one after another had the whole place just cackling, laughing, and Wade Boggs right up there too. And I was like, I didn't even know Wade Boggs could laugh. Like, this is great.
Now, we're supposed to be talking with Ted Wynn from The Athletic. Haven't heard from him yet. In the meantime, I have some football questions for you gentlemen. Are you prepared? Okay, I will. Alec, can you fire off cut number 7? Because this is going to go along with my first football question.
57, right hash. Line drive, boom. It's a pound of butter.
Guys, unbelievable.
Now, that was Brandon Aubrey making a 57-yard field goal. Because usually Mike will ask all the football questions today. So I'm taking over for him.
That's right.
Are you still impressed by the 50-plus yard field goal? Now, going into Sunday night, there had already been 19 field goals of at least 50 yards made league-wide in week one. Already a record for any week in league history. So it's becoming more commonplace. Are you still impressed by the 50-yard plus field goal?
I am, because I saw us try to kick field goals out in Oxnard, Kevin, and we were just on the outside of the end zone, and we could barely get that done. So yes, to this day, I will still be impressed by the 50-yarder.
Okay, you know what? That is going to be the first thing I ask as we transition over to talking with Ted Wynn from The Athletic. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. Now, we just asked this. The NFL set a record this past weekend for it. Are you, as a fan, still impressed by the 50-plus yard field goal?
I mean, I just grew up watching 50-yard field goals when they were not such a sure thing. So, every time I watch one, I'm kind of, iffy about it. And the fact that they're just making it consistently, for me, is pretty impressive. I mean, and then you have Brandon Aubrey making, 60-yarders, too. So, I'm impressed by how consistent these guys are.
That's exactly where I am with this. I'm glad that you said that. Now, twofold question for Monday Night Football. How pissed are fantasy football owners, and are the 49ers going to be in trouble with the league for Jordan Mason maybe saying he was told he was going to start on Friday?
I think it's going to be too hard to prove, but I mean, I think that the league is definitely going to look into it. But I mean, they could always just say, oh, Brandon or Jordan Mason misspoke. And we were just cautious about it. I mean, CMC was on the injury report as questionable. It seems like it should have been doubtful or out if they found out on Friday. But I think there's just too much to prove for them to get in trouble for it. So I think it'll probably be safe.
The Ted, I have been following you on Twitter now for probably 3 years, and you're a football nerd. I love it. I love the breakdowns you give on Twitter and everything. And I'm glad that we were able to get you on the show for the first time, because this is my chance to kind of get to know you a little bit more than just kind of seeing what you do on Twitter. But wanted to tell you, fine work that you do out there, man.
I really appreciate that.
The last night
that wasn't a question.
It was not a question, Where's Kevin. You're right question? About that. And I'll get to the question. When you were watching Dak Prescott in his time, what has been the thing that you're like, aside from his leadership, which we hear a lot about from the Jones family, what is his biggest strength and biggest weakness?
I think his biggest strength is just his ability to process so quickly. I mean, just example of, and this weekend he had a top 8 average time to throw as far as fastest time to throw, but he also averaged 9 air yards per attempt. So like, he's just seeing the field so quickly, and he's also able, and he's still being aggressive. It's not like he's just quickly just trying to get rid of the ball like some of these other guys that have really fast time to throws. They're averaging like, you know, 5-4 yards per attempt, but Dak is processing and he is able to find these aggressive decisions and aggressive throws while making very quick decisions. And to me, that's always super impressive. And there's just like not a lot you could do against him. Like, I talked to a defensive coach about, you know, how you defend Dak, and then we're just kind of going through it. He's like, oh, you can't do this. You can't do this. He'll tear you up here. You can't do it. And he just went down a list. So it's just like, you know, there's not a lot you can do against Dak Prescott. And I think, you know, obviously the weakness is his performance in playoff games. As of late, he has thrown some interceptions, and you want to see that kind of get kind of cleaned up. And I don't think he's as good as a play extender as he was when he was younger, obviously. I don't know if like that's a major weakness. I think the only blemish you could really talk about Dak Prescott with is just, you know, he just hasn't performed extremely well in the playoffs as of late, but he has had some strong performance in the playoffs in the past. Just the defense gave up a lot of points.
And Ted, you know, one of the other things I really admire is like you love talking about route combinations, how those work on the field. You give great diagrams on that too, great film coverage. And when it comes to Mike McCarthy's offense and what he's done, what he did in Green Bay, what he's doing now with Dak, have you seen much variance, much difference between how he calls plays and what his designs look like, and what is he doing well with Dak at the moment?
I think the thing he does really well, I don't know if it's like any unique route combinations, but as far as just moving CeeDee Lamb around, because this offense is kind of just really based on CeeDee Lamb and creating advantages for him, because you know Brandon Cooks is a fine number two receiver, and obviously Jake Ferguson is a really good tight end, but CeeDee Lamb is just so far above everyone else that you just want to create advantages for him, and it's just pretty fun to see how they just move him around a formation, motioning him around, and just finding ways to get him away from double coverage to just so they can keep going to him without the defense being able to focus up on him. And, you know, I think more than play design, I think McCarthy has really kind of taught Prescott timing, anticipation, and really got that honed in on him. And that's really taken Prescott's game to the next level.
I know it's only 1 week, so you might tell me I'm overreacting. I understand that. But does it feel at all as though people might have underestimated how big it was that Mike Zimmer is back with the Cowboys and running this defense?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I wrote about it this week on my weekly column for The Athletic, and I actually wanted to write about it during off season, but there's just too many things. But, you know, I've always really enjoyed watching Mike Zimmer's defenses with the Vikings. He was one of the guys that really went in on the sim pressures, and what sim pressures are is, you know, you're just bringing four rushers, but you're bringing the fourth rusher from the second or third level. And right now, that's kind of the meta in the NFL. Mike McDonald has kind of really made his name on sim pressures, but Mike Zimmer was doing it before he was. So he's coming back in the league at kind of a good time when his defensive philosophy is kind of getting back in vogue. I think he did get a little stale with some of the things that he did with the Vikings, but, you know, just so I was excited to see how he's going to update his defense. Watching what he did against the Browns, I was, you know, pretty impressed with, especially how they moved Micah Parsons around the defense, and they did some really creative things with him. But I just think, you know, what he does is perfect for the modern NFL and really good for Micah Parsons, because, you know, he just with the sim pressures and his ability to move around the front, I think it's just a perfect marriage.
Some of the other things around the league that we were kind of looking at, Kevin, I'm going to move that way, that direction a little bit. And one of the biggest surprises for me was how miserable Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta offense looked at times and throughout that game. Is that all on Kirk, or is there something else going on there?
It's strange because it just doesn't seem like Kirk's able to move, and it seems like it's really hindering the Falcons' offense. They stayed in shotgun and pistol 100% of snaps. They didn't run one play action concept, which is really strange because Zach Robinson is from the Sean McVay tree, and we know play action is a huge part of that offense. So I feel like, you know, they just didn't want Kirk to move at all, which is why they didn't run play action. And that's really just hindering the offense. And I think if Kirk's at a point where he's that immobile, like, you got to get him off the field and you got to start Michael Penix, who you picked eighth overall. And Michael Penix isn't like some sort of developmental project. He's 24 years old and you know, he can play. So I just think they're doing a service to their team, playing Kirk Cousins while he's at this point, you know, of his recovery.
Now, a while back, one of the things that, well, Tom Brady was talking about, like, you know, some of the playbooks being kind of dumbed down so young players can play earlier. I saw one of your tweets to go along with Jake Grossman talking about the bigger issue of lower air yards in terms of passes. How much of that do you think it is with, like, more young players playing and that naturally kind of, like, lending itself to potentially worse quarterback play to start?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a factor. I think it's multiple factors that play into that. But I think, you know, last year was, I think, a record year as far as average age of quarterbacks. Like, a lot of older quarterbacks retired and a bunch of, you know, young rookie quarterbacks or second-year quarterbacks started last year. And with these young quarterbacks, you know, you want to get them comfortable. You want to, you know, throw bubble screens or hitches and quickly get rid of the ball. And I think we're seeing a lot of that. I mean, just look at Bo Nix and what he did. Look at Caleb Williams and what he did. You know, they were just trying to get him comfortable, especially in week one too. And, you know, obviously week one, there was a very low average air yards. These young quarterbacks, you know, they, in the preseason, they saw very basic looks, and all of a sudden you get to the regular season and then you're getting more complicated coverages and their brains are just kind of like scrambled right now. So they're just trying to figure things out. So I do think the youth of quarterbacks do play a part into it. And we saw, you know, a bunch of rookies to start week one.
Hey, Ted, phenomenal stuff. And just let your dog know, this is a dog friendly show and always welcome to hop in on the show. Okay.
Got it. Yeah, Ghost wanted to get his opinions in too.
I appreciate that. So, can I throw in one more quick question?
Sure. Yeah.
On a scale of not really to totally, how screwed do you think the Bengals are?
Oh yeah.
I'll put it. I'll put it high up there. I wouldn't say they're totally screwed. I just think this team is so dependent on having Jamar Chase and T. Higgins out there. I mean, they're just not a very physical team, and they don't have a lot of talent. Like, they had some receiving depth before, but this year it's just they have no receiving depth after T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. And obviously T. Higgins is out with a hamstring injury, and Jamar Chase is kind of figuring things out, you know, not playing training camp, and he's not all the way there, so he's not 100%. So this team really has no identity. They have nowhere to go offensively. But I mean, they can get back on track if Jamar Chase, you know, starts getting ingrained into the playbook and plays all the snaps he should play. And maybe T. Higgins comes back, and we've seen, the Bengals kind of figure things out before. But I mean, right now those two guys have to be on a field or this team is going nowhere.
Excellent insight and analysis. You can catch it on The Athletic and on Twitter, FB_film analysis. It's Ted Wynn. Thank you very much for the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. Ted Wynn right here on 105.3 The Fan, one of Corey's man crushes.
That is a little bit of a man crush I have on Twitter.
I get it.
If you go look at his account and just kind of follow through the games and stuff and then follow his study afterwards, that's solid stuff right there, man.
With the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome, Heggy. How are you?
We're doing well. We're doing very well. Now, we talked about this a little bit earlier. I'm curious if it's just as simple and basic as this. And I know Jerry answered some questions about it as well. for the Dak contract to be considered a success, does that have to mean Super Bowl? Or do you look at the last 29 years and you're like, well, that might be an unfair bar for him to be considered successful?
Yeah, I think generally organizations win championships, and I think that probably is more true for these Cowboys than anything because they've had so many great players, but you know they can't do enough as an organization. So I think for it to be successful for Dak, he's just got to continue to do what he's been doing. You know, don't have a fall off like Russell Wilson or Carson Wentz or something. As long as he plays at this level.
Or Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's the king of them.
Yeah, I think, if it's not Super Bowl, you're thinking, can you do something that the organization hasn't done in a while? I guess the bar is sort of the NFC Championship game. Hey, he got us to the NFC title game. Maybe he didn't win it, but we were there, and we can't say that for about any quarterback since Aikman.
That is very true. I know you guys have probably already talked about this, but if it can only be one character, who pops to your mind for James Earl Jones?
Sandlot.
Mufasa.
Vader.
Okay. And that's
the right one. That's the right answer.
No, look. I saw
the way you looked at him when he said that.
I was very quick to admit, I am very biased about that. I think he might have the most famous line in the history of movies.
Yeah.
So I admit I'm biased, but it's incredible.
If it was so famous, don't you think we would have had it correct this whole time?
You know, that's a great point, Eric.
Because it's not Luke, I am your father.
I know. He says, no, I am your father. That's a good point. You made me upset like 2 hours ago with your nonsense, but now you're back in my good graces.
Thank you.
I support that.
I appreciate it.
All right. What do you guys got coming up on the program today? I'm going to switch it around.
We got Pure Gold as always, Heggie. Thanks for asking. I'd like to draw your attention to the 3 o'clock hour where Mike Golic Jr. is going to join us. Plus, there is a report that World Series hero and legend Travis Jankowski is going to join us for the Rangers Players Show. We're getting that confirmed down there in Arizona. We'll get some World Series memories in the house that they clinched it. And Mark Schlereth talking football with him at 4:40. See what he thinks of the young Cowboys offensive line.
You guys are loaded up. I like it.
We are.
Now, speaking of football, primary takeaways from the Monday Night Football game. Obviously, I know there's this fun side story about, yeah, the 49ers are going to be in trouble for, you know, we just asked Ted Wynn about that. What did you take away from that game?
Well, 49er dominance to start with. The fact that they got it done so big with their backup running back, that was pretty amazing. But like the Jets offense just kind of reminded me of when it went bad for the Packers, just totally impotent. Other than the free play where he got to take a risky shot, it's like I never got the feeling that the Jets are going to be an offense that's going to be a factor in the AFC.
Yeah, the Niners offense doing that. I mean, this is supposed to be a really good Jets defense, right?
Yes.
They literally won 7 games last year.
When Sauce Gardner is not winded.
Yes, of course. He's there. What was he? Was he doing the Anthony Edwards fourth quarter? I need to go in the tunnel and get the old oxygen mask.
And I like Sauce Gardner. I was surprised to hear the way that played out.
Yeah, I'm sure Jets fans weren't happy to see that particular report there from Rich Samini. But yeah, the Niners just absolutely a well-oiled machine. Aaron Rodgers looking decent, but the Jets are just always gonna jet, dude. Like Breece Hall, he doesn't fumble, he's gonna fumble.
Yeah.
You know, early on in this game. That's just gonna happen to you. And Nathaniel Hackett is still a bit of a problem. Rodgers, you can tell, is older, but he didn't look as bad as Kirk Cousins did off the same injury.
True. That is very true.
And he can still throw the heck out of the ball.
It was funny seeing the interactions with Rodgers on the sideline.
When he's just straight up ignoring.
He's just like, Nathaniel Hackett, the only reason he has a job is because of Aaron Rodgers. And Rodgers is like, I don't care what you have to say to me right now. And the Jordan Mason postgame stuff, I mean, he was kind of put in a very uncomfortable position. I mean, I'm amazed at their ability to run the football with the Shanahan and the scheme. And Jordan Mason was brilliant, but he's... says, I found out Friday, right? I'm supposed to be the starting running back, but I guess he shouldn't have said that. And
do you ever feel like the media takes too much flack on that when he's like, this is why I don't like talking to the media? And I was like,
but obviously you're going to be asked that.
Yeah.
Like, Kyle, you need to kind of back your dude up here. Don't throw him under the bus and be like, dude, that's not true. You weren't told that. Now Jordan Mason looks like a bleep hole when he goes back up there to talk to the media and says, this is why I don't like talk. Like, the whole thing, I felt bad for Jordan Mason. It should have been a night that he is,
Joyous.
Remembers forever, right? And unfortunately, now he's kind of upset.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a future NFC, like FedEx ground player of the game.
Best running back in damn football right
now. Yeah, he absolutely is.
And Move over, CMC. You just got Wally Pipps.
Shout out to you for drafting him.
You know, you become ridiculed for telling the truth. Look, it happens. You know, I can understand, you know, that kind of reality. Give it about 7 to 8 days, he'll blow over, maybe, hopefully.
Oh, geez, help me.
How do you handle in this hypothetical situation where you strongly believe you're right, 7 to 8 days have passed? How do you handle those 7 to 8 days? Do you respond to people? Do you just say, I'm going to jump off of social media for a few minutes? How do you deal with that?
Hypothetically, I think you do your best to keep yourself engaged in other activities. You know, maybe play with the kids.
Out of sight, out of mind.
In work. Maybe some video games. Yeah, out of sight, out of mind.
Just get ultra productive.
Heavy drinking. Yeah.
Oh, no. Not anymore.
No, dude. No. 9 years sober, baby.
Is that a...
That's right. You double down.
Hit 2 days. Or hit yesterday.
You guys know that? You just double down.
Broadus, I do really like your philosophy because you provide a great service. It feels like, in addition to what he provides to y'all's show, it feels like you try to go above and beyond to answer people's questions on social media. And when they dump on you, it's sometimes you get the response of, well, you asked the question.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and I don't understand why people get mad because they don't like your answer, even though you answer the question.
Yeah, I was, I do try and be helpful. And maybe that's my dad-like instincts.
Sure.
Always, you know, but I try and educate people and help people. And the thing about it was, we had a show yesterday. We kind of redid the game and talked about what would we do differently in the game. It was, you know, Dallas gets a great win. And I start to talk about, you know, I'd like to have seen in the second half of them maybe trying to work on their 4-minute offense, try and run the football, try and show some balance, try and do some things. You know, and people are like, oh, they're showing, why did they show the playbook? Why, you know, be happy they won. And I'm like, okay, I'm just saying what I would think I would like to have seen them do. I'd like to have seen them have an opportunity in a game where they had in hand to be able to run the football and do it effectively against a front that's difficult to run against. It would have been a lot better if I'm coming out of that game like, hey, it was a dominant win by the defense. You got some questions answered about your run offense. You know, use Dowdle, use Zeke, use Vaughn, mix it up, throw the ball to Hunter Lipke, whatever you have to do to kind of manufacture offense, but practice your 4-minute offense. People just did not like that at all. And I'm like, okay, but when it gets to be a 4-minute offense game and all of a sudden you're not very good at it, or you don't have any confidence in it, you know, please circle back to me trying to say in a game where you had it in hand, you chose not to work on it. Those are the things that always kind of bother
me. That's definitely the next step, right, that you want to see that you didn't see last year from this football team. It's when the game is, you got a lead, can you go ahead and just run it out and dominate it?
I think that when I watched week one of, and Eric and I were doing pregame here, and then Houston was playing in the Colts.
Oh, I heard your pregame. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, and the thing with that
best
was,
one ever.
The thing with that, you watched the Texans, and you watched their sidelines, and I know it was a close game. But what they did in that game to kill the final minutes of that game and how physical they were, that to me, their sideline, when it was over, that final first down that Mixon got, their sideline just erupted because they knew. But that's something you could carry into other games. There's going to be a Baltimore game. There's going to be a Pittsburgh game. There's going to be a Philadelphia game.
You play Houston.
Yeah, there are going to be other games where you want to be able to say, hey, our young guys, we have confidence that we could run this thing out. And that's the only thing I was trying to say. Yeah. I wasn't trying to say, show the playbook and double reverse pass and all that. But your question about social media.
People will hear what they want to hear.
Exactly. Exactly.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. Yes. Why have the Cowboys opened up $4.5 million? We'll talk about that right after this break.
Love it, love it, love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece Maker. Way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fair.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
Say no trade clause, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, David.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.